A new research project from the Florey Institute was launched today in Melbourne to find better treatments for patients with epilepsy. The project called Australian Epilepsy Project was given a $30 million funding from the Australian Government's Medical Research Future Fund to personalize treatments for Australians with this condition. Around 1 in 25 Australians will experience epilepsy in their lifetime, and with the proper technology and research, the treatment for epilepsy will significantly change the patient's lives. I started asking neurologists, Deputy Director of Neurosciences at Eastern Health and researcher at the Florey Institute, Dr. Patrick Carney, what the project is about.
So the Australian Epilepsy Project is a large project funded through the Medical Research Future Fund, which is aiming to collect data on a large number of patients with epilepsy to provide access to really expert investigations and care for patients with epilepsy, and also with a hope to develop new insights into epilepsy care to really change the way we deliver care to patients with epilepsy and to change the lives of patients with epilepsy through advanced technologies to improve treatment.
So what are the components of this project where people with this condition can participate?
So patients who either present with a first ever seizure or have newly diagnosed epilepsy, or patients who perhaps have well-established epilepsy but are unsuccessfully controlled with medication can be referred to this research project. The investigations that are performed as part of this project reflect standard clinical investigations as well as some more advanced investigations. But the important features of the testing include an MRI as well as some neuropsychological screening, so screening of cognitive functions like attention, concentration and memory, as well as some psychological screening tools to look at features of anxiety and mood.
So what are some of the outcomes you expect from this project to support Australians with epilepsy?
We're hoping to achieve a number of things. I guess the outcomes that we're looking for depend a little bit on the group of patients that we're specifically targeting. If we look at those patients who have medication refractory epilepsy, those patients with ongoing seizures despite treatment, what we're hoping to do is to enhance our diagnostic tests to identify those patients who might be suitable for advanced technologies and treatments such as specific targeted surgery or other sort of devices which have the potential to change people's care. So it's really in that group really about providing the very best technology to try and enhance the diagnosis to look at what additional or advanced therapies are available for them. In the group of new-onset epilepsy patients and patients who experience a first seizure but have not yet been diagnosed with epilepsy, what we're hoping to achieve is the ability to identify those patients at highest risk, potentially of going or to have further seizures or perhaps potentially to have medication refractory epilepsy. We're also hoping to identify those perhaps who have a more benign course and even those who've had a first seizure but haven't been diagnosed with epilepsy to assess what their risk of going on to having a second seizure and having a diagnosis of epilepsy. It's hoped that by doing these investigations in this new onset group, we can really target our treatment very early to provide the very best outcome. And there's good evidence to say that the earlier you treat and control epilepsy, the better the outcome for patients. So we really want to bring the very best treatment right to the very start of someone's experience of seizures.
And speaking about treatment, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like this research will be helping to personalize the treatment for Australians with this condition. Why is it important to personalize this treatment to each individual?
There are a number of different ways we can approach the management of epilepsy, and the choices when it comes to medications or advanced therapies such as surgery are really influenced by the underlying cause of epilepsy. Epilepsy is a number of different conditions, not just one single condition, and so the better we understand someone's epilepsy, the better we can find the very best treatments for them. In addition, we know that some medications are not optimal for certain patients, perhaps due to side effects and other interactions. And so the better we can make that decision early about what is the right treatment for that patient, the more likely we can control their seizures and minimize their side effects and really optimize their quality of life.
So the Australian Epilepsy Project was launched today in Victoria. Are there plans to expand the research nationally?
Absolutely. And you know, one of the themes that Graham Jackson, who's the head of the AEP, was discussing today at the launch is this idea of democratising best care. It's fantastic when you see an expert in epilepsy such as myself, who really is linked into what's happening in the world of epilepsy research and care, but there are many doctors out there who provide care for patients with epilepsy, and that the more we can distribute this care, you know, broadly around Australia and put it in the hands of lots of different doctors supporting people with epilepsy, the better we can enhance the lives of people with epilepsy. So there is certainly plans to develop further hubs for performing these diagnostic tests in South Australia, in Queensland and in New South Wales, with the expectation, I think, to roll these things out early in the new year. I think if anyone's listening to this show and they're really interested to learn more about the AEP, then they can get onto epilepsyproject.org.au and read all about it. I think, you know, one of the real strengths of the AEP is this isn't just driven by doctors who care for patients with epilepsy or academics and researchers who work in the field of epilepsy. It's also driven by patients with lived experience of epilepsy, and they are really informing what we do and how we act in a way to really improve the lives of patients with epilepsy.
That was researcher at the Florey Institute and neurologist, Dr. Patrick Carney.